meeting calendar. You guys all good with that? Okay. Right. We're going to go ahead and call to order the Wakara Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 7th. It is 3:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Rich, you're the chair. Do you want to start for us?
Rich Walper, Mark 25, board chair.
Nick Polychronis.
Russell Skousen.
Cindy Pollard.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Accounting Services.
Great. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we have a public hearing, and the public hearing is to take comments on the proposed 2025 budget, the tentative budget that we've already adopted. So what I need would be a motion to open the public hearing, and then Brendan's going to go through the budget for us, and then we'll take any public comment. Thanks, Russ.
Second.
Thanks, Rich. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. So now we're in the public hearing. Brendan, I'll turn the time over to you to walk through the budget for us.
Wonderful. Well, if anybody feels like you're having deja vu, yes, just over 7 days ago, we did go over this budget and it looks exactly the same. So I will go through it briskly. However, if there's anything that catches your attention that you want me to go back through anything in a little more detail, happy to do that. So on your screen that I'm sharing, we have the Capital Projects Fund. You'll see here in the middle, we have our bond proceeds, $54.5 million that came in. We have our cost of issuance, the funds that needed to pay for the issuance of the bonds. And then we have a transfer to the debt service fund. That nets out about $39 million, and that is available for payment reimbursement up to the developer for public infrastructure. We did budget for all of that to be expended in 2025. If it's not expended in 2025, we can reappropriate and spend it in 2026 or a future year. Moving from there to our debt service fund. Here you can see in the middle the $14 million that came in from the capital fund. That is to establish down here on the bottom our components of ending fund balance. It is to establish our surplus fund, as well as set aside some capitalized interest. That capitalized interest is used to pay the interest on the bonds for the first 2 or 3 years. And as you can see up here under expenditures, we do have budgeted in 2025 to pay bond interest payment of roughly $2 million. And in addition to that, we have our general fund. These are where the general administrative costs of the district are held, and we have our accounting, audit, insurance, legal and management. And this is the placeholder budget that we shared last week of $50,000 that is to be covered by developer advances until such time that the district has its own funding available to cover those administrative costs. All right, any questions?
Okay, not hearing any questions. I do not show any members of the public that have joined to give public comment. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I'm going to give it to Russ since he was first, and then Rich, I'll give you the second. How's that, Nick? Sorry.
Did you tell Russ that you were taking shots at him before he got online?
I did not, but
I presume with Michael, I presume that's happening.
Before you become a hero, you ought to, you know, live up to your, you know, what you say.
All right, moving on. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, next up, we have the board meeting minutes from our April 28th meeting. Have you had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
Let's just put them up real quick.
Okay. Pretty simple meeting. Brendan just walked through the budget for us and we approved the meeting minutes. So. Questions on that? Oh, sorry. I thought I had clicked share. So yeah, just the Brendan walked through the tentative budget and we had the meeting minutes from February 20th.
Oh.
You guys are good. Take a motion to approve those. Okay, thanks, Rich.
Second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the budget resolution. So let me put that up. All right. This is the resolution that actually adopts the budget. Now, one question I had, I went back through the governing document. There is an option for the district to levy a 1 mil levy. In this, I show a zero. Is it your guys' intent to keep it at zero, or did you want to go to the 1 mil levy?
I think we're just going to keep it.
I don't see a reason to do that this year.
Okay. Now, going forward, we can put that 1 mil on in future years. So you guys would just have to let us know if that's what you want. Brennan can then put it into the budget and I can go through the process of getting it approved with the state tax commission. It is very different doing the mill levy increase than it is going through a regular truth in taxation. So Russ, you would appreciate that. It is way simple to go through the mill levy increase. So, all right. If there's no questions.
How much would a one mil levy give us?
I haven't looked. The county assessor has not done an assessment for the district specific. So I wouldn't know that until
next year we can check it out.
Yep. All right. If there's no questions, can I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-02?
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Rich.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up, we have our annual meeting schedule that we need to publish. So again, you guys from Fiddlers know we have to publish an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. So you want to bust out the calendars. Let's look. When do we have Fiddlers? Because maybe we could do it either before or after if that works for you guys. You guys remember?
No.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christy, do you remember when we have Fiddlers?
I can go look. I don't have the calendar because I'm not on my desk.
Okay. Brendan, do you remember?
Just looking at my calendar as you're looking for future board meetings.
Yeah. When is Fiddlers?
Fiddlers on July 17th, November 20th, and December 18th.
July 17th. Okay.
Looks like we picked the third Thursday of the month at 9:30.
Okay.
So let's just do it after that.
We have one right after. Could you guys do it before? Could you do it at 9?
Yeah.
Brendan, does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we'll just plan then on the third Thursday at 9 o'clock. So that will Like Brendan was saying, that'll be July. Is that October and then November and December? Or did we skip the October one?
Yeah, we skipped the October one and just did November
Okay.
and December.
All right. So Christy will send out invites for those, and then she'll also post it on the public notice website. So can I get a motion to have our annual meeting schedule as we just discussed?
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Rich.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Now that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us that we need to cover?
I'm good.
Okay.
Russ, Nick.
I'm good on my side.
Good.
You're good, Russ. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with that, can we get a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Thanks, Russ.
Second that.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Rich
Yeah.
and Russ, I will send you to the budget resolution. So look for a share file so you two can sign that.